You are listening to the Limitless Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Heron. What if you had no limitations keeping you from your dream life? In 2016, I had a major tug on my heart to write a book about my story. And in the process, I learned that I had been operating with a very faulty belief system for the majority of my life. I've had a huge transformation since then. And my life's passion and mission is to teach you how to live a limitless life. Join me on this journey. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Limitless Podcast. This is Deanna Heron, your host. What a beautiful, amazing day. And I'm so glad to be with you today. Man, my tank is just totally filled up. Have you ever had those times in your life where you're like, whoo, I am living my dream life? I want that for you as well. And so I just spent the last week like deeply pouring into women in such an amazing, amazing way, and the ability to see the transformations that they've had through the work that I have done on myself, sharing those ideas, sharing those tips and tools that absolutely transformed other women. That fuels my heart in such an amazing, amazing way. So welcome to today's podcast. And on today's podcast, we're going to talk about something that really comes from my heart. And I hope and I pray that this is received in the right way. And it's all about what money can't buy. And listen, I'm going to be the first to tell you, I love making money. I do. Do I live my life around money? I don't, but I love making money. And there's so many reasons why I love making money, that the lives that I can change and impact, the way that I can give experiences to my family, the way that I can give to those who are in need. Plus, it's just a challenge. I'm a challenge-driven girl. So I love to make money. But on today's podcast, we're going to talk about the things that money can't buy. And as I've grown and evolved in my own personal entrepreneurship journeys and pursuits, and in my leadership, I have come to really understand just the richness of life itself. And that is what we're going to talk about on this podcast today. So a little background about today's podcast. There's no shame in the game of money. That's not what this podcast is about. There is no shame or guilt in you wanting to be a multimillionaire. That's not what this podcast is about either. This podcast is truly about what the richness of life is really all about. And I have to explain to you that being a successful business coach, the world wants to hear about the millions of dollars I've made. That's the truth. And in every coaching session that I have, I'm going to be really honest. That's what attracts people to my business. If someone wants to make millions of dollars, they're attracted to people who have made millions of dollars. And that's just the way it works, right? But the world wants to know about the millions. And I see this on social media, the millions that I've made, the millions that people have made, the millions that is possible. People want to hear about the material possessions that I have, the fancy bags, the gorgeous vacations, the amazing shoes and designer clothes that are Deanna Heron. And I will say that we're Deanna Heron. And as a successful business coach, I help many women make insane money, but making millions is not the topic of my coaching sessions. We talk business strategy and we do a hell of a lot of inner work. We work on your beliefs, we work on unveiling the richness that is you within you, knowing her so you can become unstoppable in her pursuits and impact. And I'm going to repeat that again. We talk business strategy and we do a hell of a lot of inner work. We work on your beliefs. We work on unveiling the richness that is you. You are the richness, my friend. That richness is within you. And knowing her is what truly makes you unstoppable in your pursuits and impact. So I get that society wants to hear about the millions, but I'm going to be really transparent on what I coach about in my sessions and in my group sessions. My purpose is to help women ignite the light within their soul through the vehicle of entrepreneurship. That's my purpose. At a soul level, I want to get to you at the soul level. And I'll explain to you why, because the things that I'm going to go through in today's podcast are all of the things that I believed money would provide for me and many others, but I've narrowed it down to three. And truly, this is a quote by Henry David Thoreau. He says, money is not necessary to buy any necessity for the soul. And when you really get to the point in your life and in your business where you recognize that it's all soul work that we're doing, the money doesn't become the main priority. It's doing the soul work that matters. And when you do the soul work, it's interesting how the abundance starts to fall in place. So I want to speak to you from that level today, my friend. So my life, a richly lived life, is true success in making an impact in the lives of others, and real wealth that is found in profoundly deep relationships and beauty of my surroundings. That is a rich life to me. And anything else that falls into place is just a bonus. It's just a bonus. But we have been programmed in society to believe that rich is the accumulation of things. That is our programming. So I understand why people on Instagram want to hear me talk more about making millions. And you will always hear when I discuss the money that I've made, you will always hear me talk about the inner work that's required and the inner work that's the most important. So let's dive in today's podcast and talk about the three things. Well, not just three, only we're only talking about three today, but three things that money can't buy. And I'm going to start with the big one. These are all personal testimonies from me to you. So from my heart to you, places where I have been and places that I believed. And number one is your worth. Money cannot buy your worth. And I really believed that when I had money, then I would have confidence and I would have worth. I really believed that. And it was from stories that I told myself as a little girl. It was the way that I was raised and the beliefs that I had accumulated over, you know, being a very, very poor young woman, not just in my childhood, but being poor on my own at age 18. These were beliefs that I had acquired, that I thought that people who were wealthy and who had money were happy. And I believed that would give me that happiness. And it would also make me confident. Okay, so I'm going to dive into this one. I'm really going to dive into this one because I want you to understand this from the deeper level. And the deeper level is anything that can be taken away from you is not your worth. It is not confidence. So think about that. Anything that can be taken away from you truly is not your true identity. I was looking to money and other people and titles and so forth as my worth. If it can be taken away, my friend, it's not your true identity and it's not your worth. So think of things, a relationship, anything truly that we fear that we're going to lose is opposite of your worth. It's opposite of your worth. So I have feared losing relationships. I have feared losing titles. I have feared walking away from my career as a physician's assistant because it was an identity for so long. I have feared things with my children. I have feared losing money. I have feared spending too much money. There's been a lot of different fears. And so I want you to think about the things in your life right now that if you really look at them, at any time they can fall away. At any time they can fall away. And if that is where your identity, where your worth, and where your value has been placed, when they fall away, and some of them will, you will feel lost. You will feel broken. So your worth is who you innately are at the soul level. And this is the work that we do in my programs at the soul level, finding her, bringing her out so that she is so incredibly confident in who she is that if anything were to fall away, she can build herself back up. She can build herself back up. So money can't buy your worth. It can't buy your confidence. Number two, money cannot buy you peace. It's not going to give you peace. And I believed that it could. I did. I believed that it could. And when I was in college and even when I was practicing medicine as a PA, there was always something underneath where I was fearful of money at the end of the month. And so I thought I needed more money because if I have more money, then I'm not going to be fearful of things at the end of the month. I'm not going to be fearful that I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. I'm not going to think twice about purchasing that shirt that I want or those shoes that I want. I'm not going to think twice about going on that vacation. So I thought, if I have more money, money's going to give and bring me peace. And I have to tell you, the more money I had, the less peace I had. And it was because I was still worried about losing that money. I was still worried about paying the bills at the end of the month. So I want you to know your peace comes from within. It does not come from anything in the external world. So if you are worried about money now, we need to work on your money mindset. We need to find out what the beliefs are behind the fears that you have about money. Because truth be told, your fears are keeping you from actually receiving the money that you want. We have to dive into your money stories. It doesn't give you peace, my friend. You have to learn that money is just a byproduct of the value that you add to this world, the value that you add. And lastly, number three, money does not buy you incredible relationships. Your relationships are not going to be better because you have money. Your relationships are going to be better when you heal those beliefs within you, those insecurities within you, those false identities that are within you. When you uncover and release the masks that are hiding your truest self. And when you can do that, your relationships will be beautiful. How do I know? Because for so many years, I hid behind the masks of perfectionism. I hid behind the masks of being an incredible leader. I hid behind the masks of a title. I hid behind the masks of my insecurities and my fears and low confidence. I hid behind all of those things and my relationship struggled. Why? Because nobody could get close to me. I wasn't really the authentic version of myself. I was always feeling like I was a victim. And today, as I've done the inner work, I've recognized my relationships are so rich. In my family, in my friendships, I have very rich, safe, beautiful relationships where I'm not afraid to be me. I'm not afraid to be me. So money can't buy you your worth. Money can't buy you peace, and money cannot give you incredible relationships. If anything, when it comes to relationships, sometimes when you have a lot of money, people will be drawn to you because you have money, and that's not a real lasting relationship, my friend. So develop yourself at the soul level. Do I talk business strategy? I'm one of the best at business strategy and helping you really narrow down your greatest gifts and talents and put that into a business design that works for you. That is one of my greatest gifts. One of my greatest gifts is really helping you see those things that are maybe hidden from you, those blocks within you that are keeping you from really showing yourself to the world, really being visible with the things that you add value to in this world, the people that you are here to impact. Yes, we do all of that. And yes, I can teach you how to make millions. But more than anything, I'm going to dive in. I'm going to dive in and we're going to do the real work. And that is lighting your soul on fire through the vehicle of entrepreneurship. So thank you for joining me today's podcast. And I just want you to know that my signature program, Unveiling the Confidence Codes, cart is open. This will be the last time I run the 4-month program. This program is absolutely incredible because we do some deep dives. We also do business strategy. It's group coaching. We do a lot of breath work and meditations and journaling, and we really dive into the heart and soul of a woman. But what I've recognized is that for months, I love to help women on a bigger scale and to see the transformation of a lifetime. So this will be the last time I will have the 4-month program because it's actually evolving into something amazingly different for the future. But if you join the 4-month program, you're going to have access to what is coming in the future. You will be the first to have access to that. And I want you to be a part of what's coming in the future. It's all the same, I want you to know. So it's just an extension of the 4 months. I would love to have you in this program. We will be talking money mindset. We will be talking a lot about your relationship with yourself, diving into your worth and value. And you will walk out of this program changed, evolved, wide open, and ready for continued growth in your entrepreneurship journey, but continued growth within yourself. You will have an amazing community of women that will support you along with myself. We do 2 live calls a month with me, and I ask a guest expert in the topics that we're going to discuss to come in and share with you as well. So I would love to have you. Unveiling the Confidence Codes is live. If you want more information, it will be in my show notes. Love to have you there, my friend. Have a beautiful day and God bless. Just know I'm always here for you, always cheering for you. Take care. I'm honored to have you as part of the Limitless community. If this podcast has added value to you, I'm going to ask you to do 2 things for me. Number 1, share it with your family and friends. And number 2, go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Deanna Heron. I always love hearing from you. If you would love more about what's happening in the Deanna Heron world, you can go to deannaheron.net, subscribe to my email list, or even be a part of my private Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you.